Jesus said this, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Amen. And the NIV up on the projector. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious, ravenous. Beware of them. Watch out for them. Beware of them. Meaning they're there. Now watch this, because there are authentic prophets in the body of Christ, and there are false prophets in the body of Christ. Or I should say, false prophets in the spirit of religion. Listen, this is really important. So how do you know them? Jesus said, by the fruit that they bear. Because the true prophets are interested in the purposes of God in your life coming to pass. So Paul writes in Colossians 1, verse 15, he says, "I am glad to suffer for your sake. I rejoice in my suffering for your sake because I want to see you fulfill your destiny." That's my paraphrase of the next few verses. We'll talk about that either this morning or tonight, and I'm with you tomorrow, so we have some time to kind of go into this in some depth. But I tell you, beloved, and you know, there are many people who don't want it. You know, it makes them uncomfortable. Will this make you uncomfortable? Yes. Will it cause some of your relationships to change? Yes. But I tell you, I believe that God wants to do something in this church. He wants to do something in the whole body of Christ to revolutionize the body of Christ in every place. Because we have been in our culture, in our Western culture, in our Western church culture, we have been infested with a mindset that makes us be churchgoers rather than disciples.
Amen.
Now, it's much easier to simply be a churchgoer. It's much easier to have your own life and have an attitude that says, nobody can tell me what to do. I'm my own person. And, you know, I go to church. You know, we met lots of people and we say to them, "Do you believe in Jesus?" And their answer was, "I go to church." You know, as if that's what the Lord requires. They've been listening to the false prophets who really are inwardly ravenous wolves. Listen to me, please. "Behold, there are wolves in sheep's clothing." In other words, it's not a wolf with a little tiny sheep hat on that obviously is a wolf with a little sheep hat on. So you could say, oh, you're a wolf. You're trying to be a sheep, but you're doing a bad job of it because you just bought, you know, a cheap little one-pound hat at the arcade, you know, and you've got little sheep ears on you, but you're really a wolf. This is not what Jesus is talking about. He is talking about a well-concealed plan. Wolves in sheep's clothing. So you look at this person, they look like a sheep, they smell like a sheep, they sound like a sheep. They're saying all the right things at all the right times, but the truth of the matter is, in their heart, they are ravenous wolves.